Pre-puzzle number two. No, really, Nessa starts, her tone insistent. Is no one else bothered that Wyatt's dream just showed up and tried to stop us? You're navigating the school's many corridors on your way to the library. Light filtering through the water keeps every hallway in an eerie glow. Yes, it is concerning, Jojo responds, but maybe it explains why puzzles keep popping up in random places. Right, Wyatt chimes in, still juggling. How exactly? Dreams are often ways our brains try to solve real problems and settle turmoil. Perhaps that's why the defenses are acting so crazy, like the school and the Lagoboros. Are you saying Silverquicken is dreaming? Nessa asks. Perhaps, Jojo answers. Since the intruder expanded the world, Silverquicken has been under intense strain. Maybe these effects are like bad dreams? Well, I just hope my dreams don't show up. Suddenly, you're surrounded by five figures. They're all black and white versions of Nessa, each aggressively holding a Bactron, the J-shaped stick used to play Water Falcon. Pri returns the real Nessa's glare with a sheepish look. What? You're scary on the Water Falcon field! Charging the fake Nessa's attack, a cipher appears on a projection before you. Quick! Wyatt yells, someone solve that!